This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Alex.
And David.
And we're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands.
The beautiful island of Saipan.
At one point, it may have been the freest place in the country. However, with all these new executive orders, it's sort of hard to tell who's the freest at this point. What do you think, Dave? Do we still have our card for the freest place in America?
Well, I mean, that's a subjective point of view. I mean, I think the freest part of the place in America is your own mind. If you've got a free mind, you're always free, even if you're living in a gulag in China. But, here they've closed down a lot of businesses, although that's not stopping certain people from opening their bars late at night for people to come in the back door to buy some beer. But other than that, there's a curfew for kids. My business where I work, our office hours are supposed to be, from 6 a.m. till 1 p.m., but I've been working full days. Yeah, so. But we're essential because we do, government work sometimes.
That's great, right? And that's an interesting question of who's essential and who's not, right?
Yeah.
It's been really fascinating to see who's been classified that way, and there's been some big fights over certain industries.
Mm-hmm.
There's been six states that have said marijuana stores are essential businesses,
yeah,
which is pretty fascinating. And then there's the question, are gun stores essential businesses?
Well, I think you could argue that since commerce is the engine that drives society, everything is pretty much essential. My company, we do environmental work and safety training and stuff like that, so we're considered essential because we've got some DOD contracts over on Guam, and we do a few things here. And, for example, we were training the airport incinerator operators on how to handle COVID-19 waste from the quarantine facilities, and that was an interesting day.
What happened there?
Well, okay, so now me, personally, it's like we've been doing medical waste from, the local health centers, and there are specific, logical guidelines on how to handle biomedical waste and, certain personal protective equipment, or PPE, as we call it in the biz, that you put on to handle this stuff, and then using a 5% bleach solution to decontaminate areas and things, and double bagging the waste, certain things like that. And then, incineration is a method that is often used. So what we did was went down to the airport, and I gave the basic safety training, which I've given training for a long time, and how to put on the Tyvek space suit. Well, it's not the space suit. We call it the space suit because it's kind of a fun thing to say, but it's basically Tyvek coveralls with a hood, and then the eye protection and the infamous N95 mask, although I will say I use a P100 because I'm not messing around.
Look at you.
Ooh, well, N means not oil resistant. And then P means oil proof, and 95 means it'll filter out 95% of particulates, and the 100 is it'll, filter out 99.997%. And then we got different type of respirators. So anyways, I go for the full face respirator because, I like to pretend I'm, Darth Vader and tell people I'm your father. But, obviously, pair of surgical gloves under, and then a pair of rubber gloves over, and then you duct tape everything up, and then you're ready to, you know, go out there and handle things that are risky. But so we did our first run, and you know, we got our guys ready, and they've got the suits on, and they're all like ready to go. And then the dudes dropping off the waist are wearing, you know, flip-flops and shorts. And, you know, I think one of them had a surgical mask. When they saw us, their eyes, like, lit up, you know. What the heck?
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, either way, it's like this. Unless you're actually, like, in direct contact with things and you don't take precautions and you're, like, I think you're all right. Because, like, when they were doing this operation, I was, like, 15, 20 feet away filming them, but I was just in regular clothes because, you know, there's a certain, you know, distance, you're fine as long as you're not touching it. But then, you know, and they sprayed it down with the disinfectant, and they put it into a giant incinerator, and everything went fine. But the people dropping off the waste were a little bit, you know, they weren't with us, so they were a little bit asking about training that day. So who knows, maybe it's a little bit more business. But I think that, yeah, we got to take this disease seriously, but at the same time, I don't think it's the type of thing that we should completely derail our civilization over. You know, most of the people that are getting sick from this that die are people who are older, and then they also have underlying other conditions. Like they had one death on Guam, and it was a 68-year-old woman who was already on dialysis. And I'm not saying that we should be a cavalier attitude about it, but it's like, you know, if you're a 25-year-old who's healthy and doesn't have any diseases, you're probably gonna get sick, but you'll be fine. But if you're 85 years old, you're probably
dying. Well, it seems you might not even know you're sick.
Yeah, like as I said last week, I probably already had it. I was very sick in January when the island was crawling with Chinese tourists.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we're in the U.S. Mariana Islands, and our biggest tourism markets are Korea, China, and Japan.
Yep.
And we get about 500,000 tourists a year from those countries.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow we've managed to have zero cases. Either we have someone looking out for us, or we've all had it to some degree.
There was a really bad bug going around back in December and January, and half the people I knew, like, got it. I'm not saying that I'm not saying we should have a cavalier attitude. I'm just saying we shouldn't give up all of our civil liberties and freak out. Like as I said last week, fear messes your ability to have a good immune system in the first place. And also, fear makes you do stupid things. So I think the best thing to do is to be concerned, to have a mindset of, yeah, I'm going to wash my hands. Yes, I'm not going to expose myself unnecessarily, but to lock yourself on and turn your own home into a prison, I think that's a mistake that this country really shouldn't make. And also, I'm sorry, but we got to lay our blame. We got to lay the blame on the Chinese Communist Party. They could have done something back in December, January, when this thing happened, but they chose to cover it up and they killed whistleblowers. I mean, I'm sorry. You take a guy.
What could they have done? Right? I'm not saying that, you know, they did nothing wrong, but I think it's easy to get caught up in the rhetoric of trade war, nationalism, you know, the communists, like they're boogeymen.
Well, they are. I'm sorry. What has killed more people than COVID-19? Communism. I'm sorry.
The U.S. government. What government has killed fewer people than COVID-19?
Actually, I can't say that. Probably none. Maybe the Radford, Michigan City Council. I don't know. I mean, it's but when you look at the sheer body count of countries that have gone communist, especially Red China, we're talking in the hundreds of millions of people. I mean, we're talking unnecessary deaths. So that's just my take on it. and history proves me right.
What do you think? Is Red China to blame for all of this? Could this have been prevented? Call in and let us know your thoughts. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We have a caller on the line. We'll get to him in just 1 second. First, we want to tell you about localbitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit localbitcoins.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Localbitcoins.com. So, yeah, we're off to a pretty good start, and we're going to hear from Dave in New Hampshire.
Hey, Dave, guys, can you hear us? I love you, you guys on the show. It's great to have you part of Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
what's on your
mind? Interesting. Both very interesting. I want to urge, I guess, what we call fighting smart rather than fighting brave against.
Oh, just 1 second. Just to clarify, we were talking about local.bitcoin.com, not localbitcoins.com. Totally different sites. Just wanted to correct that. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, they advertise with me too. Bitcoin.com does. Fighting smart rather than fighting brave. You know, like if we think, like I think it may be possible that what's happening right now is libertarians, you know, in Keene, particularly New Hampshire, may be falling into sort of a trap in the sense that they may be trying to act too fast without much thinking. For instance, with it's kind of like, I call it the Yugoslavia 1940 effect, where the Yugoslav army tried to defend every border against the Germans instead of just going ahead and focusing on what they could actually defend, which was Bosnia, right? There are cases we can make against the government very effectively of things they're doing that actually help the virus, right? We can go after that. We don't necessarily have to be within 3 feet of each other in meetings of over 10 people to do that, right? And so the place to take the stand may be, against the things that they are doing that don't help prevent the plague. They actually help the plague, and they're doing those things. We can disobey those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. What I think is funny is how you look at the, quote, blue cities, and, you know, they want to lock everybody down, but then they're making the homeless completely exempt, or they, for years, were letting people in the country and saying, oh, well, we testing them for tuberculosis is bad, but now having everybody tested is what they want to do. I mean, I think you're right that there are certain things that maybe they are doing that is doing more harm than good. I think a lot of the economic stuff is doing a lot more harm than good in some ways as well. And have you seen what Pelosi and the other Democrats are trying to push in the relief bill?
I don't know. I don't really pay very good attention to imperial politics. I'm focused more on national politics, and my nation is New Hampshire. So,
okay, that's what you're saying. But they were trying to throw in a bunch of crazy things into that were, you know, into the leftist agenda. When, you know, Trump just wanted to inject some stimulus money into the economy, which there's an argument for and against, and I've got mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, it was sort of, they wanted to throw in the Green New Deal, in pieces. Like, well, if
and
the
fund,
airlines,
fund Planned Parenthood, too, was another
If the
thing.
Airlines want money, well, we're going to have to discuss their carbon emissions. It's like, really, is this the time?
Yeah.
Right? We're facing,
it's always the time to say no to any institution that wants government money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up. So is it government money if the government caused the problem, right? Is it a bailout if the government is the one creating the situation? Is it not compensation for forcing them to shut down?
Yeah.
Hmm. I see your point. But again, where does the money come from? If the money is being acquired and given to these people without any acts of aggression, then there's no problem. But, of course, they're committing an act of aggression to get the money. They're either printing it and thus deflating my money, or they're seizing it through taxes. That's
well,
either of these actions.
Both. I will admit I'm a little biased. Dave and I do not fund the Treasury. We're in the U.S. Mariana Islands. All of our tax revenue is kept locally. We will still receive the check that every American will get as Americans living in America, but we do not pay into it. So we have a little bit of a bias because we love the money coming in because we're not paying for it.
And I'm going to blow it all on beer and bullets.
I would have wanted that.
Well,
another way.
You know. At least the island is no longer enslaved by Tokyo.
Yeah, my grandfather helped make that a reality.
Cool. Well, anything else you want to get out, Dave?
Well, you know, there's some stuff that seems to be working in my neighborhood. What I've tried is I had, you know, these long-laid plans to start a trading post if there was a crisis like this. And I did announce I would do that, and I started a newspaper in my neighborhood. And as soon as I announced the trading post, the day it was supposed to open, I got sick. So I couldn't stand there and be sick right in front of people and sell them stuff, right? So
that's what they made N95s for.
Well, those only limit the spread; they don't stop it. So what I did was I just started leaving free stuff out at where the trading post was going to be. Just small amounts of free stuff every day at the same time, basically. And people started gradually, they're not being greedy, they take a little bit at a time, and they started thanking me, and people started, you know, started making contacts around the town to enhance trade, and we're gonna get it off the ground, I think, if we need to, and maybe the thing will blow over before it needs to go very far, but it worked in Bosnia, and I think it'll work here.
Awesome.
Think local, I think global and act local.
Well, thanks,
yeah, exactly.
Dave.
The emergent behavior.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we appreciate the call. And if any of you want to call in, tell us what you're doing locally. If you have any thoughts on COVID-19 or anything else, feel free to call in. But, yeah, I think we should touch back on this China subject as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the previous segment, we were talking about, is China to blame?
Yeah, well, you know, I read an article last week, you know, about how the Chinese Communist Party, which I'm a big fan of China Uncensored, and they called it the CCP virus, and I agree with that. Well, we'll get into that after the break.
Indeed. The number to call in is 855-450-3733. You can tell us what you think about China's responsibility in the matter or anything else. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump puts his signature on the $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief package that will help American workers and businesses.
I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first. This legislation provides for direct payments to individuals and unprecedented support to small businesses. We're going to keep our small businesses strong and our big businesses strong. This historic bill includes the following: $300 billion in direct cash payments will be available to every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year. $3,400 for a typical family of four. So family of four, $3,400.
The Dow closed down 915 points to finish the week at 21,636. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. We have a caller on the line. I think many of you know him. But first, I want to tell you about the AnyPay Ambassador Program. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com. So yeah, we're going to take a caller now. His name is Mark. I believe you're familiar with him. Mark, are you there?
I am here. I am in Florida right now, and it's the evening as opposed to the morning on Saturday over there, like it is for you guys.
How was your flight?
Well, miserable. I gotta say, the folks in Guam, you know, really kind of taking this whole thing seriously. They unloaded the plane. Not only did they, you know, make us fill out a form with their pens that we had to touch about our health and that sort of thing, they then didn't even ask me a question about whether or not I had been. Like, one of the questions was, have you been in the hospital, been to the hospital in the last 14 days? Mm-hmm. And my answer, yes. The rest of my family answered no, because I'd had a small poke a little splinter from that Japanese bomber in Saipan when I was scuba diving. And yeah, they didn't ask me the question, so they got this pointless process, and then they run me through customs so that they can run me back to the plane. So they can run me through TSA so they can run me back through the plane. It doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Yeah, those people in Guam are not very fun to play with. They confiscated a NRA keychain once and then said, why would you join the NRA? And I said, because I believe in freedom, unlike some people.
Well, Guam's in a tricky situation now. Did you hear about the aircraft carrier that's docking there?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
Do you know the name, Mark?
Oh, God.
It's named after some dead president, I presume.
As soon as you said it, I'd know.
Well, if it's the Abe Lincoln, I've been aboard.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for those who don't know, some of the sailors aboard this aircraft carrier were suspected to be infected, and so there's no way to test on the ship. Mm-hmm. So they took the sample, sent it out over to Guam, and they came back infected, and everyone started freaking out because... I mean, Dave, you know, these ships are very tightly packed, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got a room the size of your living room with, like, 40 guys triple-tier bunked in those places. So, yeah, it's pretty crowded.
So now they're wondering how far the virus has spread on the ship, and there's at least 8 sailors infected so far as of yesterday. And the people of Guam are like, don't come here. Mm. Go someplace else. And it's kind of like, you know, what do you do for that kind of situation, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. There was a ship a couple of years ago where when they got the flu shot, everybody on the ship got a really bad flu. It's kind of interesting.
Well, what I would say to that is likely what they did was people had reactions to the flu vaccine and not actually had a case of the flu. And this is one of the difficulties. This is actually what I'm calling to talk about, is the difficulty of using flu numbers to compare to COVID-19 mm-hmm. when it's sort of the best comparison that we have. Right? Like, on one hand, COVID-19 is a novel virus, as they say. On the other hand, I mean, the flu's a virus, and it is, I mean, we are currently, every single year, we experience a global pandemic of the flu.
Yeah.
Now, nobody calls it that. We just call it flu season. But I went through and I did some numbers, and on average, if you consider the tested cases, not the projected cases, so there's about, you know, they test maybe 50,000 people. They find about 50,000 people every year have the flu through a test. And they find out about 50 million of them have the have it just by projecting. So they say, okay, we know that these 50,000 people had it because we tested them, and that's for sure. And we're projecting the 50 million have it. But if we use the same method to discuss the flu as we are with COVID-19, i.e., tested cases mm-hmm. and deaths of people who are infected, then approximately, you'd have to die 1.3 times. Everybody who tested positive for the flu would die 1.3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, everybody who got the flu, and everybody who was tested positive for the flu would die plus a lot more of those people. Like, it doesn't even make sense. There's no there's no basis in comparison between these two.
Well,
so
it seems
the best
the
thing
more
I can say by looking
get.
At this is very likely that COVID-19 is less deadly than the influenza virus.
Well, the difference,
looking at these numbers.
Well, the big difference between COVID-19 and the flu is you don't have MSNBC, CNN, and ABC News and everybody else, you know, squawking in your ear telling you how dangerous it is. And yet we have, was it 30, 40,000 people a year die from the flu every year? And, you know, last time I got the flu, I just stayed in bed, ate some crackers and 7-Up and got sleep. And I got better, you know, like everybody else does. That's what makes this thing
crazy.
Well,
you could make the argument that for the average person, it might actually be less severe than the flu, right?
Yeah.
They're saying could be up to 40% of people who have it don't even know, right? And when you have the flu, you know. When you have the COVID-19, you might not know. And there's even some
right.
reports
some people,
coming out of the
Alex
UK. Saying that
some
up to 50% may have it or have had it, which is like, if true, right? If up to 50% of the country has already had it, then is like the biggest nothing burger in history.
Well, another thing too is people go out on the highway and die every day, and yet we still drive cars. It's like, when did we become such risk averse wimps?
Yeah, risk is our
business. I threw up numbers on Facebook, and I had a guy come back to me and say something to the effect. Now, this isn't a quote, I'm not looking at it, but something to the effect that there is no measure that is too insane to save human life. Right? Like, you know, like, clearly this thought process means that we, you know, like, this is it. We need to shut the economy down, and we all go live in caves or something. I don't know.
And it's usually...
go outside with that kind of thought.
And it's usually the same people who say that who are pro-abortion.
I have no idea.
Well, I have a lot of these arguments with people like, we need to ban all guns to save babies. Well, what's your stance on abortion? Oh, well, I'm for it. Okay.
I can see the I can see how you might see some kind of dichotomy there. But one thing I was thinking about, and this is like, you know, what can you do in your everyday life, right? So right now I'm in Florida. I'm staying at home most of the time. I did go out to the grocery store today and the blood bank, but you know, whatever. I'm not going out as much as I normally would. You can't go to a restaurant. I don't think you can do that in pretty much most places in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully things will get back to normal soon. But one thing I've been thinking about is handshakes. So here you take the dirtiest part of your body, or at least the second dirtiest, and your mouth might be dirtier. I know people are thinking of other parts right now, but believe me, the hand's really dirty. And you just grab the other dirtiest part of another human being, and you smear them together for a good 2 or 3 seconds, and then off you go, right? This is, and if you're going to a convention or something like this, then this happens over and over and over again, and you really can't even keep the hand sanitizer going. Now, what I've tried to do for the last few years is every time somebody goes for a handshake, I bring out my little thing of hand sanitizer, and I say, instead of a handshake, I'm going to do you a real favor. And I give them a little bit of hand sanitizer, and I give myself a little bit, and you know, we chit-chat while we rub the stuff together in our hands, and that's one solution I was coming up with. But one thing I was just sort of wondering from you guys, anybody who calls in tonight, is do you like this thing, the handshake, so much that we...
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So yes, our previous caller, Mark, had just called in talking about handshakes, hands being the dirtiest part of your body, which we couldn't help snickering about as the mature people we are. And what we should do in regards to the whole handshake problem. So I think that's an interesting thing to discuss. Is Mark being a germaphobe, or does he have a point?
Well, I don't know. I'm having fun with it personally. As a man who's grew up listening to the Gospel of the Original Series, I was at
Star Trek. That is,
yes. There's only one classic Trek, and Captain Kirk is the prophet, and you know, the Great Bird of the Galaxy, Gene Roddenberry, is the only one true. Anyway, I had something set to say about that. But anyway, so I was at a client's, and they went to shake my hand, and I just raised my hand, gave them the Vulcan salute, and said, live long and prosper. And they all thought it was hilarious, and they thought it was awesome. And I've been doing that, and people have been responding pretty well. So, you know, Mr. Nimoy, you're up there smiling down at us, or, you know, I don't know, looking up, screaming up at us. Either way, I think he's in heaven. But Mr. Nimoy, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the Star Trek salute is as good a greeting as any, right?
Well, live long and prosper. I mean, how much...
It looks even better on Nine Finger Dave.
Well, it looks more like live long and the Navy took my prosper when I got my finger ripped off. But, you know, it still works. But Scotty was missing a finger. James Doohan, I met him like literally 3-4 weeks after I had my accident. I was at a convention, and my arm was in a cast, and I go up to James Doohan to just say, hey, Scotty, thanks for being cool, you know, and he was always one of my favorite characters. And Mr. Doohan looks up at me and goes, hey, what happened to you? And I'm like, oh, I'm in the Navy, and I had an accident, and I had my finger, my hand crushed, I lost a finger. And he goes, I know how you feel. And he whips out his hand, and he's missing his middle finger, right? And I'm like, wow, how did that happen? And he looks at me, and he's just like, just serious all of a sudden. He goes, June 6, 1944. Juneau Beach. I was a captain in the Royal Canadian Artillery. I took my crew through the hedgerows to spot for Jerry tanks, and then on the way back, I got hit with a Bren gun. 6 shots. One in the leg, one in the side, one hit my chest and was deflected by the cigarette case my brother gave me. Another one winged me, and then I got my finger blown off, and I'm like, Scotty, you are so much cooler than you were like 5 minutes ago. And then what was really awesome is like 10 years later, I go to the Motor City Comic Con. And there he is, except he's like really kind of getting old and decrepit, and he's got Alzheimer's starting. And I wanted to just say, hey, thank you, because him basically showing me his finger like helped the psychological shock of me losing mine. And his handler's like, the autographs are $30. And then like James Doohan just goes, no, it's all right, Bob. You're the sailor from Long Beach. How you been? And I'm like, wow, Scotty. So anyway, that's my my nerd credentials and geek out Star Trek-ness. My Trekkie credentials are solid.
So those were the good old days. What's happened since then?
Everything's gone to crap. I'm just kidding.
Well, I believe you had a story in that, in regards to that, right?
Oh.
Some of Marvel's
latest
comics have really
been
stepping up their game.
Well, Hollywood. I'll be completely frank. Hollywood's dying a slow, agonizing death, and it can't happen too soon, because they've gone and been pushing a lot of this woke social justice garbage, and you know they've ruined Star Trek and Star Wars, and you know like for example, Kathleen Kennedy was running Star Wars, going, oh, the Force is female, and they have this Rey character, and she's a Mary Sue, which is like anything she does is perfect and, you know, without any training can beat everybody in a lightsaber duel. And then they're saying, well, if you don't like it, you must be a sexist. And I'm thinking, well, no, wait a second. I remember when I was a kid, a certain movie called Aliens came out, and you had a very strong female character named Ripley, and she kicked butt and was awesome. But the difference was they weren't, like, pushing some agenda. But I was going across a few things, and Marvel Comics has come out with the, I think it's called the New Warriors, or they're the New Warriors, and they're all like this social justice warrior squad, and you've got like two of the characters are literally Snowflake and Safe Space. They are.
What do you mean? They're literally.
Their names are Snowflake and Safe Space. And okay, I'm going to read from their website here. It says, psychic twins, all. All twins are psychic, but we're psychicker. Snowflake is a cryokinetic, can materialize snowflake-shaped shuriken projectiles throwing, and Safe Space can materialize pink force fields, but he can't inhabit them himself. The reflex only works if he's protecting others. Basically, they're twins, but Snowflake... Well, Safe Space is like a typical big jock guy who wears pink, and Snowflake is a non-binary, whatever the hell that means, but looks like a female. So that's Snowflake and Safe Space, and then they got Trailblazer, who's like this chubby girl with like a magic backpack. And then Screen Time is some kid who's constantly on the internet because his dad gave him some internet gas or something. And I was watching the Soy Boy, I mean the guy who created these, in an interview saying, oh, when I was a kid, I saw the original, you know, New Warriors, and they were just too cool for me because they were intimidating. And I'm thinking, if you're intimidated by a comic book character, come on, man.
Yeah, Spider-Man isn't exactly, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is, okay, don't get me wrong. It's a free country. You can write whatever comic you can. But, you know, this thing, like when they had their YouTube video showing the preview for this new comic, they had like 1,200 likes and about 30,000 or 300,000 dislikes, you know, and the whole thing is okay. I see where Marvel's going. They want to push a social justice agenda. They want to push third or fourth wave feminism. And, you know, and you saw the movie Captain Marvel, which was pretty cringeworthy, and it didn't make a lot of money. And there's like this saying, you know, go get woke, go broke. And I'm not saying that, you know, we should censor anybody. I say, hey, let them write all this stuff. But at the same time, don't get surprised when people reject what you're doing in favor of, something that's like, I don't know, less cringeworthy, I guess is the term. Like back in the day, they used comics for social reasons, like the creators of Superman wanted to fight the Ku Klux Klan, so Superman basically just, you know, battled the Ku Klux Klan. They brought in some ideas of why the Klan was ridiculous and childish, and they kind of made fun of the Ku Klux Klan, but they did it in a way that was, you know, more organic, whereas this Safe Space and whatever Snowflake, I mean, it seems kind of forced, and I think that's part of the problem. But anyways, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, right? We free marketers like to think the free market will solve all problems and rah, rah, rah. But, you know, this is an interesting thing because it seems that their goal is not to make money. Right?
Yeah, their goal is to push a social agenda, because if you look at how much money these companies are losing, like Gillette with their advertisement of saying basically all men are bad, they lost money, and that's why they're saying get woke, go broke. I mean, the new Star Wars movie lost a ton of money because nobody wants to see this crap anymore. And I think this is a good news, though, because with my cell phone and some video editing software, I could make a movie if I really wanted to. It may not be as like good as something that ILM could put out, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm a big fan. There were some Star Trek fan films that came out until CBS had a lawsuit. Like Star Trek Continues. It was like watching season 4 and 5 of the original series. Had William Shatner just, you know, had a sick day and they replaced it with his understudies. I mean, it was just as good, and they were great shows. So I think Hollywood, I hope Hollywood dies. I hope they get replaced by people out there who have better ideas.
Yeah. Interesting thoughts. What do you think? Do you think Hollywood is ruining your childhood heroes? Are these new comic book characters just some sort of satire? Or are Dave and I just a bunch of bigots who can't appreciate, you know, the nuance that people live through?
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.